RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
What do you want to do when you want to build a bomb? Well, Jose Pimentel went to Home Depot, got all the ingredients, thanks to an Al-Qaeda magazine that taught him how to put everything together and suggested you put matters into your own hands. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the start of another work week here for us, and boy, a lot's going to get done and a lot's not going to get done. Well, that's not going to get done when we're talking about the deficit and the so-called super-duper committee that's been nothing but the lame bunch of Democrats and Republicans who claim to put super in front of their names. Please, before we get to all of that, and that's in the mix here for this hour, including your thoughts because you overwhelm me with the emails that you sent over the weekend on a couple of things, including this terror plot. You wanted to know more details. Really, the long and the short of it is that this guy is 27 years old. He's from the Dominican Republic. He grew up pretty much in the United States and spent most of his life, his young life, in Manhattan. So he supposedly didn't work with anyone else. He's another one of these lone wolf people. But was he so stirred up, so aggravated, so hateful of what he was getting in America that he wanted to kill soldiers, that he wanted to blow up postal service places, that he wanted to go after law enforcement types? I mean, what's that about? What made him so radicalized? I hate America so much. I'm not even 30 years old. Oh, it's a miserable life. So, the commissioner, the police commissioner of New York, Ray Kelly, joined forces with the mayor, as they often do in these situations, and hold joint news conferences together. They've been watching this guy for quite some time, apparently. And the question always becomes, what's the motivation? What drives someone to this spot? Here's what the commission offered up.
Pimentel's behavior morphed from simply talking about such acts to action, namely bomb building. Pimentel talked about killing U.S. servicemen returning from Iraq and Afghanistan, particularly U.S. Army and Marine Corps personnel.
Yeah, and they knew that he was, for the last couple of years, he was reading a lot of jihadist stuff, and there was a lot of inflammatory conversation, as Kelly said, but then it got a little more serious. And then he actually went to Home Depot and was shopping around and grabbing up all the stuff that he needed to make a pipe bomb, a mailbox bomb, that kind of stuff. And he had actual targets that he was choosing, places where he was going to go. So they picked him up late Saturday afternoon in Washington Heights. And Washington Heights, if anyone's ever been there, that's the northern part of Manhattan, a decent area, which is neither here nor there, I guess. But he was drilling holes in this pipe bomb, and they thought that he was getting pretty close. They knew that Pimentel's behavior had definitely kicked up a notch. So he was serious. He wasn't just bragging or saying crazy nonsense. He was really going to try to do something. So the district attorney is saying that they filed charges against Pimentel for conspiring to build a bomb for terrorist purposes and possessing a bomb. So when's he going to appear in court? All that kind of stuff we don't know, but I would assume it's going to be sometime this week. So here we go again with the loners who are trying to pull things off themselves. I think it's scary from the point of view of what is making people so furious, so angry, so upset about drones, about other countries, about what we're doing, about occupations in Afghanistan or Iraq or leaving Iraq, or, you know, what is it that turns somebody so wickedly on a dime, seemingly, in the last couple of years, for this guy anyway, to go down this road? And apparently he talked about changing his name to Osama Hussein to honor his deceased heroes, Osama bin Laden and Saddam Hussein. Wow. They nailed him. That's the key thing. Another one bites the dust, right? Oh, I think so, big time. All right, speaking of biting the dust, coming up, as I said, we're going to talk about the situation in Washington, how critical it is, because the clock is more than ticking. But nothing will come out of this super committee, and they've already announced it ahead of time, because really all of the people involved, the Republicans and the Democrats, have been asked questions about, you know, are you close to coming to any kind of an agreement, all that kind of stuff. And it's been 2 months, and so nothing is leaked out in the positive column. There was a few things that were thrown out maybe a month or so ago, but you knew that it wasn't serious because it just came back down to the same thing. Taxes, no taxes, and spending cuts, and arguing over spending cuts and what you're going to do with taxes. So an automatic trigger will drop. When the automatic trigger does happen, it's spread out for the course of 9 years, and we're talking about maybe a trillion plus, and it doesn't even kick in until 2013. So what a brilliant plan to do this, because it only pushes the pain off during the voting season. 2012, big election, guy in the White House wants to get elected again. They got to do whatever they can to distance themselves from this economic woes. And in the meantime, everybody else running is trying to push for, we need to do something now because what's in your wallet. So it's the same old tug of war that we're seeing. And nothing will come out of this except for more frustration, I think, for you and me. And I'm seeing that because more and more people are talking about being tired of the same old politicians. And you see it in the polls that are taken. Congress, worse approval ratings that they've ever seen in the 20s. You know, you may have somebody that you've elected that you like, that you think is doing a good job. But a lot of those people are in the minority. The majority really are not happy with their representatives. And it's starting to show. And we need a big-time change in Washington. If you go back and you go into the archives, you'll hear lots of people say these same kinds of things over and over and over again. But I think that this point, we're at the precipice of the breaking point. Really, do I want to be thrust and see my family thrust into a depression? Do I want to hear from all of you that you're thrust into a depression and how horrible it is and in trying to get out of this? No. And unfortunately, the people who control the purse strings, the money that we end up paying, are leading us down this path continually with this bickering and this nonsense. And it's time to get away from this. It's time to talk turkey, seriously, in honor of Thanksgiving, and figure out a few things. How come the rest of us have some solutions that would be viable, but yet the people who are supposed to be doing this for a living can't come up with those same solutions? Is it just so much gridlock and so much venom and so much us against you and you against them, and, you know, phrase it however you want to, Team A against B, or just the parties, you know, the stubborn elephants and donkeys that can't do anything? And it's crazy. We really need that third party. And other people will call up, and I know they'll say, a third party? Are you kidding? That's the last thing we need. I think we need to really take a microscope and look at our brand of politics a lot closer. You know, you're always going to have arguments. You're always going to have rhetoric. But for goodness sake, there has to be a point. You're running a corporation. You couldn't run the corporation this way because you'd have to close the doors because you wouldn't agree upon anything with products or money that you needed to meet the bottom line. So how come the government can't do that? How come they can't do it? You know what? They're run like a really poor company, like spoiled, petulant children. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment frequent basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Coming up in our next segment here on America Tonight, just getting you ready. Quotes of the week as we take a quick look back and then a look forward, plus the dungeon. Oh, boy, do I have a bunch of lame people to put into the dungeon. I'm serious. And it's not the cops who pepper sprayed the kids in California on that university campus, you know, in Berkeley. They shouldn't have done that. It was crazy because they were just sitting there. They were all sitting there, and they looked like they were in timeout, and the cop was running down the line and spraying them all in the face and then coming back and doing it again. Oh, and it was such a wicked, wicked can of pepper spray. I have never seen pepper spray like that. You know, I've spent time with police and have gone out with them on on calls and stuff before, where I've spent weeks going on out on different things with TV crews and whatever. But I have never seen pepper spray like this. Industrial strength, and it was terrible to see it. So, of course, it's on video. Everybody had it captured on video. The two police officers that did that are on administrative leave. They probably were frustrated beyond belief, but to let it get to that point, oh. So we probably feel like pepper spraying the people who call themselves the super committee, but we won't do that, because then we would end up doing some time for our own frustrations. But the so-called special deficit reduction super committee they're doomed for failure. They're going to admit that they failed on Monday because they can't compromise, or are unwilling to compromise, or can't come up with some brilliant strategy to save $1.2 trillion over the decade. Over a decade. That's what they had to come up with, a plan for a decade. So instead, what will happen is the automatic trigger drops, which I already explained. That doesn't kick in until 2013. And what is the sticking divide? The sticking divide is taxes versus spending. Republicans saying that the Democrats' demands on taxes were simply just too great, and they weren't accompanied by big enough proposals to do anything about the growth of the programs in the near future, Medicaid and Medicare, because of where the population is headed. To me, it's just they weren't going to succeed anyway, and it was pretty obvious with what we saw. Here's a little sliver of somebody talking about that, Pat Toomey, Republican out of Pennsylvania, on the tax situation.
There was an insistence that we have a $1 trillion tax increase. There was an unwillingness to cut any kind of spending at all, unless there was a huge tax increase.
Yeah, you can't do that. Okay, you got to, what's the difference? Then it's a wash. We're going to slam you with massive taxes. Oh, and then we'll also have this spending cut. No, it's not. This doesn't work that way. How about cut the spending, period? How about cut the crap, period? Tomas in Michigan. Hello.
Have you seen the movie In Time?
I have not seen the movie In Time.
It is the Magna Carta of the Occupy Wall Street movement, okay? It's when you see it, you'll be wanting to take notes, you know, because it's just an outstanding movie, and it presents what's happening now to our economy, the whole world economy, in a very personal way. Basically, when you hit 25, you only get one more year, and you keep a 25 body, you know. So your parents look like they're 25. Everybody looks like 25, okay? But from then on, all the currency is in minutes or, you know, hours. You pay it in time of your life, you see. And then, of course, who controls the time? The big time bank, you know.
Yeah, Justin Timberlake is in this, yeah.
Yeah, it's an outstanding movie. And it shows the relationship and how important it is when you can control the currency. You know, like the euro, you know, the poor Greeks over there, they can't print their own money anymore. And they are at the beck and call of the euro bank. And I put some stats on your Facebook there. And it's ridiculous. When you look at the Fed, they own, I think, over $4 trillion of our debt. The Fed.
Yeah.
Wow. We are, you know, printing money to pay off our own loans.
I know, it's ridiculous. Monopoly money, I said it for years.
And the only person that I see in the, on the Republican stage that has been and continues to be antagonistic to the Fed is Ron Paul. And you know what, Kate? I know he's lame on Iran, but guess what? We had Bush in there. What did he do to Iran? Nothing.
Yeah.
You know? So he can't do worse than Bush. You know, maybe he'll surprise us. But we've got to be able to get this economy under control, because you can't pay the troops if your economy starts to go down. And
I agree with you. It all stems from the money, because, listen, this is the way we survive. We're not trading in shells on the beach thousands of years ago. This is what makes the world turn around, and you've got to be able to do that.
Well, I tell you what, you hit it right on the head when you said, even if they don't come to an agreement, it's 2013 before their recommendation goes to the Congress, and that's all it is.
Yeah, it's crazy. All right, Tomas, you have a good one. Sounds like we're in the middle of a Lifetime movie here in America tonight. Did we just get inserted into a Lifetime movie? Tomas and I, poof, we were just dropped right in there. On that network, I don't think they're worried about the Fed or they're talking about the monopoly money. All right, I said that one of the things that we would do coming up, and we're going to do that, the dungeon, and, of course, also the quotes of the week. It was an interesting week that was, and the week coming up, it's just the inevitable that you're going to hear out of Washington a lot of conversation about the deficit, and that there are going to be people that are going to point more fingers. It's the same old story. Round and round we go. It's a boring old story. We're tired of it. And really, his analogy about this movie in time isn't a bad one, because we're out of time. We're done with this. We're in a situation where it's going to get so ugly out there that people aren't going to be able to believe that they're living in the United States of America if we continue to really march down the same path. And unfortunately, as we look at what's coming out of D.C., this is our form of government. I'm for smaller federal government, and for good reason, because all this red tape has put us in this position. There is a need for government, but not for a government that strangles us economically and awards only a few of the chosen few who are in the right position. If you're not in the right position, then you're not in line for what's coming down the pike, and that's the truth of it, the truth of it. Instead, we're mired down in this craziness of, like, last week, what were people talking about? You know, all this hubbub over nutrition and taking out the soda from the schools because kids were drinking all the soda during the day in some of these high schools and whatnot. And now what the government had come out and was saying is that, well, we just got to make sure that, look, you know, two of the biggest problems in school lunch programs are pizza and French fries, and they're not being touched. But you know what? A good thing about pizza, and the reason we need to leave it there, is because you have tomato sauce. Oh, it's so nutritional, that pizza, because it's got tomato sauce on it, so we're not going to touch it. We're worried about the tomato sauce, and we're wondering why all these other things are happening when our eyes are closed and our heads on the pillow. And Tomas brings up the Iran situation, where he likes Ron Paul, and he's saying that, you know, if people would look at Paul, at least he has a beat on what's happening with the financial picture, and there's no doubt he does. And more people are starting to jump on that same bandwagon, even though he's been shouting it for years. And while we have to shift policies with what's going on with Tehran, we do. With the International Atomic Energy Agency's report this past month, it's very clear that Iran is headed toward a nuclear weapon. So we're going to talk about what's going on in Iran, and we're going to talk about our future and the success or the lack of success that we're going to have in the United States. Unfortunately, part of it is so tied to Iran, so tied to the Middle East, and part of the reason why is because if you allow them to have the nuclear weapon, it's a serious block to the United States. It puts us so in harm's way, it's ridiculous. So it's frustrating to see the way that we're pussyfooting around what's happened there, and we have been doing that since what? Before the Bush administration. There, it's time for action. 20 different types of sanctions just doesn't work. Doesn't work. I think someone needs to come in swinging when it comes to Iran, and you need to really try to get Russia and China on board. All right, we're switching gears. We got a dungeon moment coming up.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family. peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. And they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com. And for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit WiseFoodStorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, FoodStorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
Solar power.
Solar power.
Hand crank power.
Hand crank power.
Radio power.
Radio power.
The goods you want, the good deals you need to power up your survival are at 21stCenturyGoods.com. In our solar department, you'll find solar generator kits, solar lanterns, flashlights, radios, and solar cell phone and laptop chargers. 21stCenturyGoods.com is your hand-cranked headquarters for everything from generators to flashlights to emergency, weather, and shortwave radios by Grundig and Kato. Big brand names and big deals. Like this. Get a free solar flashlight with every order over $75. But hurry, offer ends soon. Go to 21stCenturyGoods.com, spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. That's 21stCenturyGoods.com or call 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
You decide, America. Is this brilliant or are these a bunch of bumbleheads? This is my dungeon moment. Here's the thing. Do you wait in lines? Do you enjoy waiting in lines? Where would you ever camp out? Don't tell me the Occupy movement someplace in the United States. What would ever make you camp out somewhere? Would you camp out for Rolling Stones tickets, Adele tickets, Lady Gaga tickets? I don't know. What would make you want to stay overnight, maybe for several days someplace, in a tent for the pleasure of spending some money? Well, wait, this takes the cake to me. I sort of get it. And you may think it's actually brilliant and they're not bumbleheads. There's a bunch of students in St. Petersburg, Florida, who are already camped outside of Best Buy. Why? Because they're there for Black Friday. They're on cold concrete in front of a store for 9 days. Why? Because they want flat screen TVs and laptops. Yep. So when you're getting your shut eye, they're doing round the clock deals here, in and out of the tent waiting. There's 9 people all together, and that's what they're trying to get. They say the payoff is a 42-inch LCD TV for $199.99 or a Samsung laptop with a processor for less than $300. Can you imagine? Well, I don't know. Would you go to Macy's? Would you go to Fry's Electronics? Would you ever camp out somewhere in front of a store just to get this an incredible buy? And that's why Black Friday got started. That's why people who have to work in these stores hate it, because they have to go to work so bloody early, because it's become such a machine. It's so huge. Walmarts and Targets and Best Buys and you name it. I mean, probably any place that can jump on some kind of an offer where they know people will come in and it'll benefit them. Of course, in Best Buy, you have cameras and MP3 players and all that sort of stuff. So they're going to be there in the front of the line when the store opens on Friday, because they've been camping out to make sure they're first, and so that they can run in the door and tackle the TV screens and get every single one that they can possibly get and get that great deal before it's too late. So I'm going to say that these college students are bumbleheads. I'm sorry, I don't get the line thing, especially for a deal for stuff. How much stuff do we need? So camping out weeks before Black Friday, in my book, you got to go in a dungeon, because we'll feed you better anyway. So without further ado, let's shove all those Best Buy line folks, the people that are in line just waiting for that store to open, let's throw them in the dungeon.
This chamber has no windows and no doors.
Exactly. Tito Ortiz is the one kid's name. We're going to see if we can get him on the show to pick his brain and find out what they're doing to pass the time. Studying, you think? I don't know. They're gonna have to. And what does Best Buy think about that? I guess they don't care, because they must be getting coverage, certainly not from just this show, but from others who think it's kind of a crazy, wacky deal. And I'm just thinking out loud, would you wait in line for any kind of a deal on Black Friday? I can't even stand to wait in line at the movies for a long movie. Matt, do you remember waiting in line for anything? What's the longest you waited in line that you can remember?
I'm not a huge fan of waiting, so I can't even tell you, because normally I have a breaking point of I'm just going to say screw it and I'm leaving. So I don't really know. I've never really waited in line for tickets for anything, or a long line to get in somewhere. I mean, if I see a line to get into a bar, I'm the first person who says, okay, I'm not going there. If you guys want to go there, go ahead. I'll be over here next door. I can't handle it.
I can't handle it either. I'm just like you. The longest line that I've waited in has been with my nephew, and there was no escaping it. So I was in line to get on the Simpsons ride in Walt Disney World, and it was a very cool ride once we got there, but we had to wait for, I want to say, 50 minutes or something like that. And it was very tough for Aunt Kate to wait that long just to make him happy. And he's a good kid, and he was fine, and he wasn't antsy. He was less antsy than I was. And I waited. We waited. You know, it's so crazy. They have such a system at the theme parks. You just pay more. Like everybody else, they upsell you, and you get a fast pass. But even with a fast pass, when it's a really super crowded time, you're still going to wait in line. So if we're waiting in line with a fast pass for 45, 50 minutes, what do you think the other people are waiting in line? How long are they waiting in line? And people will wait for 2-3 hours. Oh, with squirmy kids, I don't get it. But camping out front of an electronics store, that to me takes the cake. You know, listen, I get that you want certain stuff. And maybe that's it. We just have too much crap and we want too much stuff. And, I mean, is it really worth it? I guess that's a really good deal on the TV screen, but I just couldn't do it. I mean, forget it. I'd look at a little tiny screen before I would wait in any kind of a line like that. All right, I want to give you a couple of quick quotes here, as I promised I would do from last week, that were just mind-blowing. One came from Republican presidential contender Herman Cain. Remember, he had that problem. He was pausing, during a Milwaukee Journal Sentinel question that he was asked from the editorial board that was interviewing him. He was struggling, and he said, this was his quote, "I do not agree with the way he handled it for the following reasons." No, there's a different one. I got to go back. See, got all this stuff twirling around in my head. It was all about Libya. He was answering a question about U.S. policy toward Libya. See, this is the problem. He was trying to be clever, I think, and he got himself confused. It would have been easier, short and sweet and to the point. What do you think, Libya? Did we blow it? Did we screw the pooch? Should we have been there in the first place? Did we jump on it because of the U.N.? Whatever. That's all he had to say. Just, no, I didn't agree with how it was handled or whatever. And here's what I would have done if I was president. But he got himself all gunked up because he was trying to be too clever. And this one from somebody who's not clever at all, the former Penn State coach Jerry Sandusky defending what he did with kids when he was charged with 40 counts of sexually abusing boys. He was on a Bob Costas interview on NBC. And he said, "I've horsed around with kids, I've showered with after workouts, I've hugged them, and I've touched their legs without intent of sexual contact. I shouldn't have showered with all those kids." Duh, really, you think so? What a lame quote. He shouldn't have said, first of all, he shouldn't have done the interview. Why he was doing the interview is to try to make us feel like, oh, everybody's looking at me like I'm the big bad wolf, and geez, I'm really not. That was his first mistake. Let's go to Don in Wyoming. Hey, Don.
Hello, Kate.
Hello.
Yeah, watching you stand in line just doesn't drive in my mind somehow, so.
No, I'm not a long. I don't stand in line. No, no, no. Do you? Do you remember the longest you've stood in line?
Well, I normally don't either, you know, and fortunately, Wyoming, not too many people. We never have too many long lines, but I did when I went down in the middle of summer for that Casey and the Sunshine concert band. I told you I'd always wanted to see them, you know, and 30 years later, I guess. But ended up waiting an hour to get the free tickets, you know. But most of the time, no, I don't enjoy it either. And, you know, it's going to be one heck of a something that I really need that, you know, I need a good deal on to go spend, you know, sit out there and camp out like some of these folks, you know. And I don't know, last year I know they had, like you said, the flat screen televisions. They had 32-inch TVs going for $200, you know. And I don't think you can get one fixed for that much if it breaks, you know.
Right.
So anyway, though, so hey, congratulations to your Eagles. They hung on?
Yeah, they hung on in a very crappy game. I don't know if congratulations are in order. 17-10 over the Giants, but it was not much of a game. But yeah, they won, absolutely, with Vince Young instead of Michael Vick.
Yeah, they, you know, Cowgirls, they played in D.C., and, you know that kicker for Washington, his name's Grant Gano? You know
yeah.
What Gano means in Spanish, don't you?
What? Say it again?
Gano. G-A-N-O, that's his name. It's a Spanish word. You know what it means in Spanish, don't you?
No.
Win.
There you go. We learn something new every day.
Ganar is the verb to win. So, Gano means win. I'm just shaking my head like, is that a great name to have for a kicker? Win.
It could be. So, I mean, sure, positive thinking, the power of positive thinking. Why not?
Yeah. So, but fortunately, he missed a 52-yarder there. And I think I would have just closed the season on my Cowgirls if they'd lost Washington today. So maybe there's some slumber hope. But you know what, Kate? The reality is this. And whoever's in the NFC is going to have to go to Green Bay for the championship, you know. There's nothing stopping them. They're like a juggernaut right now. You don't think there's anybody in the NFC that can beat them right now?
No, not right now. It's Green Bay again to go back to the, I think, to the Super Bowl.
Yeah. I mean, not in Green Bay. If they were on the road, maybe, you know, but I just can't see anybody going into Green Bay on the frozen tundra in January.
No. I agree.
Beating them, so,
no.
You know, and so we'll see who comes out of the AFC. But anyway, though, holidays are getting ready to kick off here, so it should be interesting.
It should be interesting. The music means it's like the Academy Awards here in America tonight. We are out of time. Thanks, Don. Coming back on the flip side, we're going to jump into the mailbag. That's next.
From
the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
Now, also available in digital format at Amazon and iTunes worldwide.
Don't come calling when your walls start falling down.
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180 gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com
and iTunes.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter, sitting passively by. And accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Here from America tonight. This is Thanksgiving week. Should be a good one. I hope for a lot of you get a chance to spend some time with your families. But we'll have the biggest turkeys so far this year. Any turkey whatsoever. Could be politics, could be entertainment, could be the music world. Anybody that you think is the biggest turkey of 2011. We'll trot the turkeys out for that on our Wednesday show. And also, Wednesday, we'll have Nail the Score because we're not going to be doing that on Thanksgiving. So Nail the Score is moved a day earlier in the third hour, really Thursday morning, if you want to put it, if you wanted to look at it that way. It'll be Thursday morning for everybody, so it'll be the third hour of that show. A lot of you had plenty to say over the weekend. You sent us lots of mail, and some of it centered on Iran and the situation there. Some of it centered on some other things, including the super committee. So you're not tired of talking about it. You're just wanting to get some answers from a super committee, and you think it's as lame as I think it is. So without further ado, let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Ah, thank you very much. This comes to us from James, who says, Kate, super committee, what a misnomer. How ridiculous. You called it right from the very beginning. There was no hope that there was going to be any kind of a compromise anyway, or any kind of grand plan. It's magical thinking if you believe that anybody in Washington can get anything done, especially in what they would consider a short amount of time. You know, good point. What is the amount of time it takes to solve the deficit crunch? Well, now we're at $15 trillion, and we can't even seem to figure out a way to cut out $1.2 trillion over the course of a decade, at least agreeing upon it. So before the thing even gets started, you have this caveat of putting in an automatic trigger that will have across-the-board cut starting in 2013. Because, geez, we know that this is designed for failure, but we're going to say that we're doing it anyway. We're going to pluck out six Democrats and six Republicans, and we'll mix it all up in the sauce and see what happens. You knew it wasn't going to work, and they knew it wasn't going to work. That's why they put a trigger. It's just an automatic trap heading into the thing in the first place. So come Monday, there'll be a big announcement that nothing could be decided upon, so they'll punt, and that's that. And then we move on to attacking the budget and the deficit all over again. It's just that same conversation. Why? Because we operate, as James knows, in the red in this country. Will we ever get back to black? I say that so often. In my own personal life, boy, I would get very tired and very anxious if I was constantly in that position with the knife at my back. I've been there. I'm sure many of you have been there, where whether it's student loans or whatever debt you've acquired, good debt, so-called good debt, like any debt's good, but if you have no choice and this is what you had to do and you couldn't pay cold cash and you had to do it for whatever it was, your house, car, student loans, like I said, or something else. Not necessarily frivolous things, but something you had to go in debt for. And you know that you got to get it paid off. Or maybe you don't. Maybe you don't worry about it. I know I can't stand it. Personally, I can't stand it. So if I were in a position where I were representing any of you in the United States, from any of our fine states, by the way, and I couldn't get in there, roll up my sleeves, talk to enough people, devise a plan, and put that plan out there, try to get people to get on board with it. If I was constantly being shut down, if I had no say in it, and if we were just doing this ring around the rosy thing, I couldn't do it. I couldn't be a politician for that reason, because it would be just too bloody frustrating for me. I'd probably, and I don't have anxiety problems, but I'd probably have an anxiety attack, because I couldn't stand to operate constantly in the red, and I'd be so frustrated that we couldn't even get close to getting into the black. And I don't know, sadly, if in my lifetime we will ever get there. All right, from James we move to Joyce from Vermont, who says, Kate Delaney, I've been listening to America Tonight. My friend Tom told me about your show. I have to say, kudos. I really, really enjoy it. I was wondering what your take was on those campus cops who pepper sprayed the kids who looked like they were just sitting down. What were they possibly thinking? Can you imagine? I happened to catch it on the CBS News, and boy, did they really spray them down. Yeah, there's a reason why Joyce, they're on leave, because of the video. It was so shocking. They were sitting there, and they were sprayed. I mean, really doused with stuff. Not that any pepper spray, if somebody got me with pepper spray, I don't care what the amount is, it wouldn't be good. But they were just passively sitting there. They looked like little kids in kindergarten that were being scolded. Unfortunately, they were being sprayed with the toxic stuff. I say toxic because it is. Have you ever breathed that in? So the school's chancellor is investigating into what happened. Well, how could this happen? What happened here? And this is the University of California, Davis. And the two, as I said, were veterans. Were veteran, at least one of them was a veteran cop. And one was a little bit new to the department. And so they had to let them go, because you had videos, let them go temporarily, administratively. You had videos that were all over the place. We live in a viral world, so it's pretty hard to denounce it when you can clearly see what's happening on YouTube. It's obvious they're sitting there and getting sprayed twice. So even if there was nonsense going on and they were frustrated beyond belief and trying to deal with the situation, there's just no way that you can dictate using that pepper spray in that situation. I mean, what is the policy there? What ultimately, when are you pulling out the pepper spray? So now there's a couple of task force investigating. The school is, the cops are doing it, students say they want an investigation. It's a nightmare. So here they were holding this protest to be in sync with, or solidarity is what they're saying, with the protesters at the University of California, Berkeley, because this was Davis, not to be confused. So this was the Davis campus. And then, because those people got jabbed with batons and whatnot by the police, so they said they were doing it to be there with them. And what possibly could have invoked the pepper spray incident, I have absolutely no clue. No clue. Let's see. Let's go to another one here. This one is from Art. Art says, America Tonight, I have a question for you. My question is, the super committee, do you think there's any chance they're just kind of trying to drag us along and then they're going to have a surprise announcement possibly on Monday? I'm going to say there is no way there's going to be a surprise announcement because all they're doing is finger pointing. And on the Sunday swirl, you had the same thing happening with a lot of these senators. They're just saying, look, we blew it. It's been a tough year. We couldn't come together in these 2 months because we can't agree on taxes and entitlements, so there is no middle ground. That means the automatic trigger. So, no, there is no chance of that whatsoever. I'm going to squeeze in another one. Jake in Austin. Delaney, did you see this thing about the doctor injecting cement into patients? Crazy story. If you haven't seen it, Google it. I did see the story, and what happened was police were saying that there was a doctor who was injecting women with cement. She was supposedly performing surgery, and what they were doing is the women were coming in for plastic surgery, basically. And one woman, what she did was that she filled her butt with cement, because what you have is people that want to get what they call a Brazilian butt lift. And so what doctor are you going to that's doing this? I'm wondering where this doctor was from, and this was Miami where it happened. That's the problem with the plastic surgery. Was it worth it? Apparently, one of the women paid $700 for a series of those injections, and she was referred by somebody to go there. And what it was this concoction. I guess it's probably cheaper for her. I don't know. And she put it together, and it contained cement. I say this doctor is going to lose her license. Pretty obvious. I don't know how many people will come forward, but if these women are looking strange walking down the street of Miami, they probably all went to the same doctor.
Worse? How could they get any worse? Take a look around you, Ellen. We're at the threshold of hell.
I appreciate your understanding.
Don't think twice. It's understanding that makes it possible for people like us to tolerate a person like yourself.
Thank you.
Don't mention it.